Welcome to day 17 of our 21-day healing journey. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're going to read Matthew chapter 4, verses 24. News about Jesus spread as far as Syria, and people soon began bringing to him all who were sick. And whatever their sickness or disease was, or even if they were dealing with demon possession or epilepsy or paralysis, Jesus healed them all. Imagine the word getting out of a healer, one who cures all. People would flock and flood to that. The funny thing, though, is people often portray Jesus like someone who needs you to fix your mess before you qualify to approach him. That's not the heart of God today. The heart of God today is that you would see Jesus as your supply. We come to Christ in need. We come to him because we need of him. There is nothing standing between you and Jesus today if you would just come and boldly approach him in need. He desires to heal. Often Jesus would have an exchange with someone in need of healing, like the leper, where the leper would say, "I know you are powerful to heal, but would you want to heal me?" The reason the leper asked that question was because in the context of the day, leprosy was seen as a mark of someone who was cursed by God because they were a sinner and evil. The funny thing is, the very reason Jesus came was to heal those who were in need, save the sinner, deliver those who were in a mess beyond their own ability. And today I want you to know, not only is God able to heal you, but he wants to heal you. Your need is your qualification for healing today. Just like a father is to a child, in an unconditional love, desiring to help at all times, God has a heart towards you through Christ that is only gracious, loving, and merciful. Father, I thank you that people would see you in your love and your supply today, that everyone who is sick and in need could receive. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. In Jesus' name, amen. We encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.